to track down Jonathan Gray, who's an amazing author. His website is beforeus.com. He's an ancient archaeologist. He's a Christian believer. In fact, it's interesting that the thing that converted him to become a believer is a lady in Australia asked him to validate prove that it was foolishness, this idea that there were star signs. And he actually proved that the ancient star signs, which are actually the grounds for the, quote, the biblical version of the star signs, which are star signs that, that literally prophesy the coming of Messiah to earth, the incarnation of God in the flesh. And he proved, in fact, it's called, I think the book is called The Sting of the Scorpion. It's amazing how it shows how there is validity in that. And it's not the Babylonian version, which viewed every star as a god and all this foolishness. But it shows that God put the star signs up there because he designed the universe like a hologram to be a word picture of who God is and who he is when he's coming here to earth to save mankind and to be a father to all the civilizations so we have a healthy population that lives extended lifespans and gets to know and worship the Most High God. As I said in the previous segments, God is the minerals of our soul, like the Sabbath. And the minerals in the soil are the foundation for the Sabbath rest to ourselves and our health. So that's kind of interesting stuff. When we talk about things right now, I guess we're going to track down Jonathan in just a moment. I want to go over a couple of things that I'm doing in terms of background. We've expanded our technology here dramatically, so we have RSS feeds pretty well everywhere, and now video feeds pretty well everywhere. Sign up on Livestream. You'll get notices when we're going to do videos, and we are working toward video conferences. We'll have multi-site conferences so you can actually log on live. If you get a notice and you want to actually raise a question, log into Skype on Nutramedical 1, and you can actually send a question while we're doing the live show to us, and we can raise it up while we're doing the video. So that's really cool. And if it looks like we can manage to do audio, too, we can actually tap you into bringing you an audio on the live video. What I'm doing now is I'm actually making videos on every product that we have in Nutramedical, also every technology. There'll be videos on those available. There'll be the product videos will be present not only on YouTube and Vimeo, but over on our embedded on every product on the Nutramedical. So you'll see a 2 to 4 minute talk that will explain the product and what things work with it. To give you an example of an advance, I just got a new request for another person with congestive heart failure. What is congestive heart failure? Congestive heart failure is a lack of blood vessels pumping the blood in response to the heart's initial shearing force so that fluid accumulates in the body. There's a dysfunction of the loop of Henle and the kidney as well, and there's a dysfunction of the endothelium and the mitochondria because the signaling process is not working properly to create nitric oxide synthase or nitric oxide, so you get a peristaltic wave of the blood vessels. You don't have the proper mitochondrial function to cause a contractile wave present. And as a result, there's stasis of blood that causes fluid retention. And eventually, the heart tries to compensate by becoming hypertrophic. And eventually, you can go into end-stage heart failure. Now, besides our cardiovascular, which is for endothelial support and protecting the artery wall, the primary things to protect your endothelium are ellagic acid, vein OA, and ultrathiamine B1, and omega supreme krill with astaxanthin. Magnesium glycinate malate, Supernox, right? And BioLVR that contains the components to make tetrahydrobiopterin. Now, if you use these with congestive heart failure, you want CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10 in the world. We have the only one. CoQ10 ubiquinol, the highest absorbed form of reserve form of CoQ10, and the propionyl L form of carnitine that will support it. And we also can give you things for mitochondrial support like mitochondrial catalysts and uridine, which helps support the mitochondrial function. You can measure that with using a transesophageal or transthoracic echo study or a Sinti scan of the heart. You can also see that you need natural diuretics. The most powerful natural diuretics we use are PowerC Plus and VeinOA and ellagic acid. These are really powerful. I mean, you're going to get a lot of fluid off. Some people will take allopathic diuretics, and that's okay, but you got to watch out. You're going to get magnesium and potassium deficiency. Magnesium you want to take orally, magnesium glycinate malate as our magnesium for the main tissues, and for the brain mag, which is magnesium L-threonate, because the CNS is overactive in heart failure, and you get sympathetic overdrive that causes a lot of the problems, which is why conventional doctors will give beta blockers, such as, you know, a bistolic or a atenolol, or they may give a central acting alpha blocker such as clonidine. Don't do it if you can avoid that at all costs. The reason is they have horrible side effects, and they don't address the underlying problem, which is sympathetic overdrive in a system that doesn't correct the endothelial wall function. So if you take a combination of our natural diuretics like high-dose power C, ellagic acid, and VeinAway, and you take the things to increase the renal function of the Lupahenley and the endothelium, you're going to see the congestive heart failure reverse. I also recommend people take the peptides for heart regeneration. There's three different peptides we give. They're specifically designed by the European Russian Academy of Sciences. We recommend a mild hyperbaric chamber with ozone and a ketogenic diet because that's the best way to actually support the reduction in inflammatory cytokines because their cytokine levels are elevated. You'll see an elevation of what's called a beta-natriuretic peptide, C-reactive protein, and Pi-1 plasminogen activator inhibitor 1 and other inflammatory cytokines in the blood of people that have congestive heart failure. So it gives you an idea how there's a degree of complexity. And I tell people a lot of the tests are not even being done by their doctor. They're not measuring things like microalbumin in the urine. They're not measuring a change in renal function that's tied directly to congestive heart failure because the kidneys are one of the main signaling organs that tells that the perfusion is less. And when that signaling affects the nervous system, it can get locked into a position of sympathetic overactivity and make it very difficult to lower the blood pressure or the congestive heart failure because the heart is in a kind of fight-or-flight kind of panic mode. So the conventional treatments often will chase the problem and not solve it. For example, when used milrinone, which is a phosphodiesterase inhibitor that they give by a pump, it basically is trying to block the breakdown of ATP when we can simply give you D-ribose and NADH tablets to restore your ATP and NADH production. And as well, we give you other things to increase the production of it by mitochondrial support, which we have a full range of nutraceuticals that will dramatically increase your mitochondrial function. Plus, the most important thing is that most people with congestive heart failure are hypothyroid. For example, when we look at Hillary Clinton, I guarantee you she's not only hypothyroid, and of course some of the doctors are now pushing to give Ermer thyroid along with regular Synthroid. Don't give Synthroid. We have mitothyroid, which is far superior. You need nutriodine, tesla-activated iodine, and six other minerals present in Minerals Plus, Vitamin Mineral Max, to bioconvert T4 to T3 through the 5' enzyme. If you convert to the 5 enzyme, you create reverse thyroid hormone, and it actually blocks your metabolism more. If you have fluoridation, chlorination, or bromination of your food or water, it's going to block your thyroid, and you're going to be hypometabolic. So when we look at someone like Hillary Clinton, she is suffering from hypothyroidism. It's probably not completely corrected. It's always tied to heart disease, increased risk of dementia, increased risk of fluid retention and heart failure, increased risk of vascular problems and hyperviscosity of her blood. She suffered from at least 2 clotting incidents, one in the transverse sinus in her brain. We don't know if it's post-traumatic, but it's most likely that she has hyperviscous blood. I'm an expert that measures the blood rheologic viscosity and all the markers that can increase blood viscosity, like fibrin degradation products, factor 5 Leiden mutation, soluble ICAM 1 and 2, and the other markers. And if your doctor is not aware, I can tell them what tests to do, because more often than not, people that have heart disease or a risk of heart problems, those markers, they have no idea what they are, and they don't know how to naturally reverse them. I do. I can reverse each of those markers without drugs. So it's important to understand, if you don't know and you haven't tested, like measure twice, cut once, you're not going to fix it. The same thing goes with Islam, and I love the interviews that Donald Trump has been doing dealing with Mexico. I love his new, called Pivot. And I mentioned this before. I talked to Roger Stone about it numerous times, and I'm going to get Roger back on now that the wonderful. Hello, Jonathan. I was just talking about hello, Jonathan.
Yes, Bill. I'm here. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. Listen, I'm just referring to the recent interviews with Donald Trump where he's pivoting on the issues of immigration. I knew that he had to stick to the laws. He can't create new laws or just do things on his own. Number one, he has to have a wall up to block the illegal immigration, but we need to have a system of rapid immigration of good people from anywhere. We also have to make sure that they can't come here with Sharia law on their lips. Islam, which is the third jihad, which you've shown prophetically is the final sign before the showing up of the Mahdi. Now, we talked about this in the last shows, that the Mahdi, there's two different guys that are candidates for being the Mahdi. The final peacemaker between Sunni and Shiite Islam, the one that's a peacemaker that'll set up the treaty with Israel. It's now spoken of in the last few days by Putin that he's working with Mr. Erdogan and his buddy, who actually is a Mahdi candidate, who is a direct blood descendant of Muhammad. Most people aren't aware of this, but most of the royalty of Europe are blood descendants of Muhammad. Did you know that?
Very interesting fact, that is, yes.
Yes, including the Queen of England. She actually is a blood descendant of Muhammad. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting is this guy that's the affiliate of Erdogan has stated he wants to build or help the Israelis build the temple and set up the caliphate in Jerusalem, as well as a peace treaty and the setting up of the Palestinian state. So the final players in there, and this the thing that set stage is exactly what you did in your videos, and your fifth video and five and six e-books afterward. I think there's more than that, seven e-books after that. That the third jihad, which is prophesied in Islam, and they believe in it, that's going to bring about the final close Mahdi. The other person that's competing was apparently Mr. Gulen, who lives in America, who actually, they say, this Erdogan says, set up the so-called failed CIA-sponsored attempt at a coup, which I think, personally, this is my analysis, it's not absolute, it can be modified by more data, set it up to make sure that Erdogan could convert the state of Turkey, which is kind of a secularized Muslim state where they drink wine, into a fully Islamic state that would actually be the platform for Erdogan to be, if you want to call it, the Kali, not the caliphate director, but the, what do they call him, the Sultan of the Neo-Ottoman Empire. How's that?
That is right. That's what he has as his vision.
Right. He built the largest palace in human history, right back before even Nimrod and ancient Babylon. There's no larger prison, palace, than this palace that Mr. Erdogan's built in Turkey. The fourth largest army and military in the world is Turkish. People don't understand that, do they?
It's now the second largest in the world after America.
Oh, wow. That's really big. And they don't realize that they make their own F-14 jets there, their own Abrams tanks. They're even making their own drones and other military hardware in Turkey. And now they've got an alliance with Russia to take the Russian anti-aircraft systems and so on and bring them. An insulate airport, which used to be our base throughout Europe and the Middle East, is now open to Russians to do bombing against ISIS, which should freak out NATO, especially now that NATO and American troops may be in direct conflict militarily with Russia, killing Russians and shooting down Russian planes and vice versa, which will immediately precipitate World War III, which means we are inches away from the peace treaty. Because when war looks absolute, peace is definite. Right?
Well, Turkey now is shaping up to be the end time, an end time player in Bible prophecy. And you know, Bill, the attempted coup that took place, that occurred a few weeks ago, all four previous coup attempts in modern Turkey were successful, as the military rose to preserve the secular democratic state. But this one did not end the same way.
Right.
Erdogan actually used the opportunity as an excuse to garner more power to himself, and he exploited the coup as his own, you might call, Reichstag fire.
Right. But I think it was, all of the evidence indicates, with the amount of information and the thousands, he literally is discharging 38,000 plus prisoners, regular prisoners and criminals, so he can put military personality with minimal, but because they supported this so-called coup with Gulen, to dump a giant chunk of his military into the prison system and even jail journalists, because he's moving very quickly with U.S. and CIA support toward a militarized Islamic state.
That is right. And he further his power grab by declaring a state of emergency for the next 3 months. This will give him unparalleled power.
Right. And by the way, his job before as president was vestigial. It was ceremonial. It didn't involve all his power, but he converted it to a powerful dictatorial position.
And the interesting thing is that the people of Turkey support him in everything he's doing. Now, the usual situation with coups where people take to the streets and against the government, and then the military step in to remove the government. In Turkey, we have a situation this time where Turkish military tried to take down the government, and in response, the people took to the streets to stop the military.
And they actually pulled tank people out of the tanks and beheaded them right in front of their tanks.
Yeah, an overwhelming response of the Turkish people in support of Erdogan.
Right, which means they're ready for a complete Islamification of a previous secular state, where strip clubs and bars and restaurants and serving liquor of all types, which is completely against Islam, was permitted because it was secularized over the last 100 years.
Yes. And now suddenly, why does Turkey matter? It's all over the headlines now. And who knew that Turkey was so important? It was in the Bible. The historically pivotal nation is rising again to prominence in modern world politics.
Now, I have a really important question I've thought about and prayed on, and I got this one in prayer and dreams and so on. And it's a real simple one. If you look at the table of nations that's going to come against Israel at the time of the war of Gog and Magog, which is a prelude to the war of Armageddon, that war, the table of nations, includes both Sunni and Shiite nations, doesn't it? It's not just a Sunni war or a Shiite war, it's a Sunni-Shiite, which means it has to be where the Mahdi himself actually has an amalgam of these two groups of nations come against Israel and Israel's ally, which is America.
The fact is the Arab world and the Islamic world are going to be united in this.
Right. So it means that if the Mahdi shows up shortly, and Putin's announced this week that he's going to have a peace treaty he's proposing because they're very close to war. Right now, NATO is actually stationing military troops and divisions near Crimea, also on the Polish-Russian border, with anti-missile systems to try to get what's called launch-on-strike nuclear weapons, anti-missile systems that they're placing there. All of this is basically provocative under Hillary Rodham Clinton and Obama, which are what we call meat puppets, M-E-A-T, meat puppets, for the globalist satanic maniacs.
Well, we can see prophecy now coming into place. It's no longer prophecy, it's becoming world news.
Right. So when you look at that list of Sunni and Shiite nations, for example, it includes Libya, Ethiopia, Turkey. Many other nations are listed as directly coming against the state of Israel, aren't they?
Well, Turkey actually is the prophetic leader of all these
exactly.
nations.
Yeah, which means that the Sultan of the Neo-Ottoman Empire, because now it's the second largest military on the planet after America, which it is. It's bigger than Russia. It's bigger than China, isn't it?
Yes, and Turkey's economy is on fire. It's one of the fastest growing on Earth.
What are they selling that is giving them so much power? Because they don't have a lot of oil. Is it high technology? Is it just industrial growth? What is it?
Well, there's two or three things here. First, the economy's on fire. It's now the largest Muslim economy.
Right.
And a large Turkish economy means a large Turkish military. And as we mentioned, already it's NATO's second largest armed force after the United States, with over 1 million armed personnel.
Right.
Then Turkey is comfortably stepping into a ready-made role as a vital energy hub which links Europe, the Middle East, and Central Asia.
This is the primary reason why they're going after Syria is to put a Turkish pipeline from Qatar directly through to Turkey. That's the primary reason to get rid of Syria.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back. And by the way, to get Jonathan Gray's amazing ebooks and his new video set, go to beforeus.com. You'll also find a hyperlink directly over at clayandiron.com, but go to beforeus, beforeus.com, and he can ship anywhere in the world. You get the actual physical DVD sent to you, but you can actually, once you purchase, he'll actually give you the links to get the download of the ebooks immediately. Jonathan, I get really excited, almost like it's like the small scroll. It's Revelation 10, and I saw an angel standing. And this is in Syria, by the way. People need to know it's between Latakia and Sidon. And if you actually visualize where the angel's standing, the angel is standing with 1 foot on the land and one on the beach, facing northward toward Turkey, and he holds in his hand a small scroll. And when he passes the scroll to the prophets, he says, when I tasted it, it tasted sweet in my mouth, but when it got to my stomach, my stomach turned. In other words, it felt like vomiting. This is a very prophetic word, because what you're doing is, this is like a portion of that small scroll, isn't it?
Well, the small scroll actually is the book of Daniel.
Right.
And the book of Daniel is telling us what's going to happen.
Right. In fact, it's interesting the way God is, because he's beyond time and space. He puts the questions in the New Testament, and he puts the answers in the Old. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Very interesting, yeah.
So the book of Daniel, you're right, says, close up and seal the books, the words of the book, to the time of the end. Until you know the right questions, you won't know the answers in the book of Daniel. Which, by the way, Sabbatean Satanistic Jews that were Babylonian proscribed against studying and using the book of Daniel, didn't they?
Yes. Yes. Well, the book of Daniel tells us what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm. So let's go through some more analysis of your remarkable books and videos.
Well, maybe we'll just have a look at those. I'd like to mention an interesting fact that for the first time since the founding of the Turkish Republic more than 80 years ago, a political force rooted in Islamism essentially controls all the key institutions now, civilian institutions in Turkey.
Right. And the shift... Yeah, that was completed with the so-called failed coup, wasn't it?
That's right. The shift within Turkey is away from secularism and toward Islam. That's the trend now.
Now, how does that tie in with the Hiraj or the major invasion? When Turkey was supposed to be given something like $2.5 billion by the European Commission to literally re-divert the giant Hiraj of people coming into Turkey instead of going to Europe, and Europe can't withstand this anymore. They can't. The cost and the rape and the criminal activity and so on that's occurring with these North Africans and Muslims, and they're not just from Syria. They're from Turkic countries, from the former Soviet Union. They're from Turkey. They're from all over the place. They're not just from one area like the war zone of Iraq and Syria, are they?
That's right. That's right. Now, it's also interesting that this is now coming into the United States. But first of all, let me say this. There's a giant American nuclear warhead site in Turkey.
Right.
And it's placed right next to the ISIS stronghold that could be used to kill millions of Americans.
Right. When they've said they're going to allow the Russians to use the insulate air base, but this nuclear facility, they can't quickly move those nuclear weapons off that site. That could be there for months or years. And during that window, there's a dramatic increase that Turkey could literally seize those nuclear weapons and demand the transfer codes to activate them.
Oh, yes. Turkey is becoming more hostile in its thinking toward the United States now. It's not like it used to be.
Right.
Inside information shows that Turkey could actually allow Islamic forces to seize this, and America could lose millions of people.
Well, I think these are the cards that they're holding against the Russians. It's not just a one-way deal where they're coming to St. Petersburg to, as they can, you know, act so, pious and recalcitrant, that they're actually coming there with some nasty cards in their own back pocket, including these nuclear weapons, because they've already threatened Russia that they're going to seize these nuclear weapons if a war escalates. And they basically have come on the side of the Russians because Putin has mentioned earlier in the spring that he'll turn this area for Turkey into Stalingrad, which is this zone between Syria and Turkey, which is very near the insulate base, this ISIS center where these nuclear weapons are held.
Yes.
I think if I remember correctly, there's as many as 74 multiple targeted warheads at that base.
I think something like that, yes.
Yeah, in the 70s. Wow. A lot of destruction could happen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If this was a caravan passing before us, the world economy and all the world powers, and we were standing high on a hill, dressed in sackcloth and ashes with a flask of honey and a bag of dried locusts, screaming at the top of our lungs in ancient Hebrew these words of truth to the caravan below of all the powers listening by satellite and RSS feeds, etc., it would be no different than the ancient prophets speaking truth, not only prophetic truth of the future, but current journalism of the present. And I can tell people, we're in the birth pangs. We're in the groundswell of events that are pushing forward toward an eventuality that's going to be very challenging to the people of Earth. It says that no time such as this has ever happened to human beings in the past, no matter how many times the civilization has fallen, or shall ever occur again in the future to the human race on Earth. This is pretty serious stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yes, we have to take it seriously. These are no longer ordinary times, Bill. Right. The ordinary times are way behind us now. This is extraordinary. This is end-time stuff, and there's nothing going to stop it.
Now, one of the problems is there's a dearth of really good, what I call, prophetic speakers. If you get this 4-DVD set, like my wife Michelle said, it's the most profound and powerful videos she's ever seen by any Christian prophet, a teacher, a historian. And when you see the actual thing match up with not only secular events, but also even the Islamic prophecies, you realize, like when you take your kids on a long journey and they keep on saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? We're there.
So we're right there. We're there. So, into the face, even if we want to close our eyes.
With the events of this summer, where do you think we're going toward in the fall? Because we're less than 90 days away from the election. Hillary Clinton, 55% of all of her State Department visits were with people who donated to the Clinton Foundation. Oma Abedin actually literally supported for 12 years a news magazine that suppressed women's rights as part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Her mother was one of the founders. We have giant donations to the Hillary Clinton Foundation, yet the polls, and these are phony polls, continue to say that Hillary is running neck and neck with Trump. Trump is pivoting on the immigration issue to just enforce the current laws to get illegals out of the country that are criminals, and to probably allow those people who are good people that have worked hard here and own homes and actually have their children go to our schools, many of them are actually by birth Americans, those people aren't going to be sent out. The laws will not allow it. And I'm glad that Trump is pivoting to actually get good advice from his Hispanic council. Hopefully Hispanic people will support him. Hopefully black people will support Trump. They're going nowhere with the Democrats because the Democrats, I call a demon crap. They are literally leading America down to the place of destruction, to nuclear war, to EMP attack on our country, and to the death of hundreds of millions, literally because our leaders are completely full of devilish ideas and plans.
It's a sad state. America is no longer the country it was just a few years ago.
Well, I tell people that if you support Democrats, you are a doer of evil. I confront them face up, and I prove to them that Trump is not perfect, but the man is now humbled, and he's going from the state of, you know, counterpunching and saying things that are, as he said, he apologized. He's saying, look, we have good people that have come here in the past. We need to use some common sense, but also enforce the current laws. You can't create new laws to do things that are not unlawful. He wouldn't be able to get away with it anyway. But you can enforce the current laws of immigration. You can put a wall up. You can control immigration. You can shut down these mosques and the imams that are radicalizing current Americans, including white Americans, that don't look like they're from the Middle East, but actually want to join. Some of these people aren't even Muslim. They're just suicidal. We have now cases of suicidal young people who join Islam not because they want to be Muslim, but because they want to commit murder-suicide.
Oh, yes, that's right. An interesting observation. I have friends in New York City who, and I was visiting over there lecturing some time ago.
Right.
New York City today, on Madison Avenue, take Madison Avenue, New York, and you think you're in France, you think you're in Yemen, Kenya, or the Middle East. What I'm talking about is this. A Christian nation cannot put up a scene of the baby Jesus in a public place, if,
right,
say, a Christmas scene,
right,
but the Muslims can stop normal traffic every Friday afternoon by worshipping in the streets and covering the streets with their bodies everywhere they wish.
And raising their butts in the air and praying to Allah. Their prayers are putting up, except in places like Switzerland, where Avi Lipkin actually managed to get them to, after they kind of banned him from coming back there, they passed laws to prevent mosques from being built anywhere in Switzerland, so somebody's not going to be at 5:30 in the morning saying first morning prayers of Allahu Akbar so loud they wake you from the bed in Basel or any other city in Switzerland. This kind of foolishness, including this giant mosque very near the 9/11 site, and I visited New York back in September, is obscene. It's obscene.
And you know, this demonstration, every Friday, they take over a street merely as a demonstration of their strength of numbers, their power that they possess, and because they can, knowing that the authorities will not touch them.
Well,
and behavior is shouting out, look how strong we are.
Well,
your authorities
different forms
fear
of
us and are too frightened to try and stop us.
Exactly. Well, Bill Warner has an interesting intellectual approach. He calls the least, in terms of the danger to us, the jihad of murder. It's most scary to be murdered by Islam or be the danger. But he says the least. This is a jihad of prayer. So they take over our streets with a jihad of prayer. They take over our White House with a jihad of politics. They take over our Department of Justice with a jihad being the current Loretta Lynch, who's a Muslim. They have a jihad of the CIA, where the CIA director is a white person who converted to Islam. And we have a lot of Hollywood people now that are basically becoming Muslim, not because they're religious, but because they're control freaks, and they believe in Sharia law because they want to control themselves and everybody else because they're so darkened by their own spirit They don't see the salvation in Yeshua Jesus who makes us better. They want to become good enough for God by becoming ascetic and doing the evil practices to control themselves and everyone else through Islam.
Yeah. And what do you think, Bill, would happen if Christians or Jews or any other religion entered New York en masse and blocked off Madison Avenue to kneel in prayer to their God and stop traffic on a Friday afternoon?
They'd all be arrested.
Yeah.
They'd all be arrested.
So yeah. Something very sinister is taking place. It's happening in America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, all over Europe, and this is continuing till they're virtually now beginning to run the show, and you and I are merely outsiders.
Exactly, yeah. Now, there's a dark alliance between Islam, and remember now, there's more high-level Masons within Islam than with any other religious group or political group on Earth. And there's a dark alliance, even we've seen the Pentalpha Division of Cardinals in the Vatican, who have openly converted to Islam. We talked about this with Leo Lyons-Agami. People need to understand that when the Pope Francis, this Jesuit Pope, reads from the Quran and says it's equivalent to the Bible, that's a blasphemy. It's against even canon law within the Catholic Church, who is full, as it says in the Bible, "Behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth." That's the Catholic Church. Okay?
And the identification points are given very clearly in the Bible. There's about 20 of them, and you tick them off. There's no other organization in the world that fits the description.
Right, and of course, there's the dark alliances between the Catholic Church and Sabbatonian, Babylonian, Jewish Satanists. They're not Jews, which means praiser, like the old Hebrew Jews. They're Babylonian wizards. In fact, when I tried, as I mentioned this before, I tried to learn Hebrew from a rabbi who trained in the yeshiva for 8 years in New York City, and he told me, because you're a Cohen, I'm going to come straight up and tell you that we're closer to Harry Potter than we are to your idea of what we are as a Judeo-Christian ethic. He said, you people are fools. And he set me straight. He told me, he said, now you still want to be trained? I said, I don't think so. So you have to understand that modern Israel is a satanic state set up by Londonistan through the Balfour Declaration, that the setting up of the state was a collaboration between the Nazis and the Sabbatean, what's called labor Zionists, who were atheists. That's why the original kibbutzes were not religious. They were communists. People need to understand that, the kibbutzim. And we look at people like Bernie Sanders, who plainly says, I'm a Jew, but he's an atheist. He is literally of the same cloth as the Bolsheviks that set up the revolution in Russia, and they would like to do the same damn thing to America, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes. I think they're planning on doing that.
Right. They want to have, hey, we're going to make free health care. We're going to give you this and that, free college, etc. Guess what? It'll collapse the economy. It'll create a communist social state. I want affordable health care. I can make it cost less than a quarter with a value-added tax. But there has to be a cost to everything. And you simply, and if they followed my plan, which is a transition that goes well beyond any social country on Earth, including Canada and Europe, we could fix the problem without turning into a communist, totalitarian, centrally controlled state, which is atheistic. And that's why, the left is going crazy because, for example, Mike Pence, who's the vice presidential candidate, he's pro-life. He said, in our state of Indiana, we outlawed abortion of mothers aborting their babies based on genetics because you don't even need to do an amniocentesis now. You can do a peripheral blood test. My daughter with Down syndrome, when I raised this issue before she was even born, I had a number of so-called pro-life people went ballistic with me at pro-life conferences saying that they had justification to do abort babies with Down syndrome because they were such a burden. These people are foolish, evil, and self-centered. And the fact is the most wonderful people on Earth are Down syndrome people. And the fact is that if we have evil in our midst and we have a party like the Democratic Party, they don't want even a birth control method like a valve that would turn off so you couldn't get pregnant at all. They want the death of the unborn. And even Obamacare is postnatal abortion because death panels are just killing you because you're not going to get the service that will protect you from getting a few more years or months of life. So if you need a clipped aneurysm at 1 a.m. on Saturday and the ethics committee meets on Tuesday, you're really dead. Not really. You're not doing badly. You're really dead by the time the committee meets. That's called postnatal abortion by any other name. And our country puts up with it and calls it Obamacare. What's happening in this country is down the toilet. It's circling the bowl right now, And if Trump does not get in, it's the end of America. Full judgment will fall on this nation and millions will die. Okay, I'll go ahead. We had a caller, but go ahead. You know, I went on a little rant there, but go ahead and kind of respond to that, Jonathan, because I think people need to understand how important it is to get your videos and really get this in front of their pastors and their church and let the churches start to become relevant. Stop worrying about 501c3. Become relevant to the current history of what's going on and the fact that it's not just this election cycle. We're in a death struggle with evil. It's so malevolent and so determined to consume us and our children and grandchildren and our nations. This is the end of humanity as we know it, unless we fight this evil with truth.
Yes. Well, I've put out this set under great conviction that we had to face what's coming. And it's available, as you say, Dr. Bill, through your website and through my website. My website I'm familiar with, so I can point to where you can do it.
Yeah, top left-hand corner of the front page. And isn't that a little kind of a purplish block?
Yes, a little purpley-pink block, and right there it says the Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem. And you just click there, and a whole lot of free bonuses come along with the physical videos as well.
Yeah, by the way, you'll find it over on the event area of Livestream. You'll see that event listed up there. It's also over on YouTube. So you can actually find it in lots of places now. We put a video together about a week or so ago kind of explaining this in high definition so you can actually know why this is so important. What's your opinion of most of what, you know, the prophetic teachers are preaching right now about the Bible? They're off on tangents, aren't they? They don't stick with things that they can validate. Most of them are saying things that, you know, you can only say so much because we don't know all of the facts of when things are going to happen. But we can tell, like a ship coming into shore, when you can see the mist rising and you can see the docks and the lights and the lighthouse, you can tell you're near your destination, can't you?
Oh, yes, you can. And it's an interesting thing. Most prophetic commentators today are ignoring the fact that the Old and New Testaments must explain each other.
Right. I think of what you are as you're what's called a biblical locksmith. And it's interesting that the unlocking codes are in both books. That the general principle I've seen, which you've demonstrated in this book, is that often the questions are in the New Testament, but the answers are in the Old, like the book of Daniel.
Yes.
And or the book of Joel.
It does work that way, and it also works the other way as well.
Exactly, where questions are in the Old and the answers are in the New. Exactly.
That's right. And when people quote, for example, the prophecies of Ezekiel, right, they are ignoring the fact that the New Testament interprets them in the book of Revelation and says, now, if you think it's going to happen this way, it's not. It's going to happen this way.
Right.
And it makes it so clear. The book of Revelation actually explains the prophecies in Ezekiel, but most commentators are ignoring that, or if they're not ignoring it, they're deliberately going elsewhere for their answers instead of to the Scripture.
Right. Now, there's an important point that I want to make here. Why does God put such depth, like one-third of the Bible, in both Old and New Testaments and prophecy? It's to provide a comfort in the time of great tribulation that God is still on the throne and he's in control.
He's trying to reassure us. Look, I know the end from the beginning. You don't have to fear. Just trust me. Come close to me. I'll see you through it all.
Exactly. And the point is, there's many false prophets and false leaders that are making pronouncements. You see, you can have a small amount of things that are prophetically true that everybody agrees upon, but you can't expand beyond that unless you say, this is my opinion. And it's only based on the current facts and what my interpretation is or my school of learning. Because this is part of the problem with the many denominations within Christianity, is that many of them go off on a tangent and make statements that are not supported by the Bible. One of the things that's most important is that every scripture in the Bible, like it says in 2 Peter 2:10, no scripture is of private interpretation. It means every scripture has a scripture somewhere else in the Bible that interprets it so that you don't need to add or take anything away. Now, you can have future books or prophetic words that come out at the time of the end, but if it doesn't agree with the Old or New Testament like a completed work, it has to be thrown up.
That is true.
And that's an important principle, is that if there's one scripture somewhere, for example, I've heard people say, well, there's going to be a millennium and then the devil's going to be re-released. It says in the book of Daniel that when that stone cut out without hands hits a statue of the plains of Shinar and it's blown away as dust, that kingdom shall never rise again. Which means, devil's not going to get re-released on a unsuspecting earth to destroy your future descendants. It's the end. We've had two millennia of grace, not one, two millennia of grace, a double portion of grace before Jesus comes back, which is real soon.
Well said.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Which is, and we're back on September 7th, Jonathan, for another update. A lot of events happening. In fact, it's almost like every 2 weeks there's new events happening that are prophetically timed with everything, including the rise of Erdogan's plan with Putin now for a peace treaty and the rise of the Mahdi, who's an affiliate of Erdogan, who's actually claimed he's going to help the Jews build a temple and bring the caliphate to Jerusalem. They don't want it to be in Istanbul. That's where the palace is for the Sultan, which is Mr. Erdogan, who claims to be the Sultan of Neo-Ottoman Empire. And if you want to study Neo-Ottomanism, just go Google it yourself and you'll see, oh my gosh, this guy really does see himself as a world leader in Islam. And this failed coup, which is an affiliate of the CIA-sponsored failure, that's so-called tied to Mr. Gulen, there's something going on in very dark. And it means that the peace treaty is very close. Because when war, and I'm going to repeat this, when war looks inevitable, peace is determined. So, Jonathan, we put out videos and so on. How are people responding? What kind of feedback are you getting from your videos and your book?
We're getting enormous feedback from Europe itself, from Germany, from France, from South America. We have a man in South America who approached us and says, can I distribute this roast South America? Can I translate it into Spanish? There's another man in North America, in Washington State, says, I want to get this into every home in this city. I want to donate it to every home in the city.
Wow.
What we're getting is an amazing response we've never seen about anything else we've put out.
Well, I can tell you, I can say that you have an apostolic and prophetic anointing right now, because what we're doing, and we're now raining down, it says, you know, the word of God shall rain down from heavens. And it is. It's raining down from satellites and internet and so on. And this show now, with the things that have happened as we left Genesis, we've now got our own RSS and video feeds. We have a bigger footprint than any other alternative broadcasting on the planet right now.
This is very good. That's wonderful.
And we've also helped Republic Broadcasting reestablish their RSS feeds for audio and video, so they have a giant footprint now. So what we need to do is get the truth out to people. So we don't want to. We don't try to dictate to people what they should believe. And if God is a gentleman, so are we. We want people to know we love and care for them, no matter what they think of us, because these events are going to sweep away their anger, their guilt, their frustration, and their need to do ad hominem attacks. And it's going to make them realize we love and care for them as brothers and sisters, because even our enemy, we pray for them, like Hillary Clinton, we pray for them that they repent before the time of destruction when grace ends. And when grace ends, God is full of love, but he's also full of justice. And the devil does not destroy, it's God at the end of grace.
You've said that very well. I couldn't have said it better myself. Yes, we must look to God, not to ourselves, not to each other, except to help each other and pray for each other.
Exactly. And we have to show that love of God. You know, Jesus said there are two commandments: love God with your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And your neighbor is not just the person that's beside you that likes you. It's the person that may be your enemy, like Hillary Clinton. And as I started literally 6 weeks ago doing very intense prayer for her and amplifying those prayers using some technology we have, what's come out of it, and I had a revelation, is that her primary issues are medical. This woman is falling apart. The devil is using the last drops of life in what I call the demonic meat puppet of Hillary Clinton before they create the circumstances of the time of the end. And we need to expose, we need to pray for her so that before her physical death, she gets a time to repent, so her soul doesn't get destroyed and separated from God forever.
That would be wonderful.
And if we do God's will in these things, God will honor it by protecting us through the time of the end. So there will be, 10,000 years from now, a God-honoring people on the planet Earth and the many star systems we visit.
Yes.
God help us. Leo Zagami, first hour tomorrow. Stay tuned. And Joel Skousen, hour two.
Very good.
Thank you, Jonathan. You're awesome, as always.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.